Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Some are off to a rough start on Montana highways with multiple deaths and fatal crashes this past week. And in some, but not all of those wrecks, speeding continues to be a major problem, especially when coupled with drugs or alcohol. Tracy Taylor reports those habits are putting us toward the top of the list of states with the worst problem for fatal crashes caused by speed.
Montana ranks fifth in the nation for the deadliest driver habits, according to an analysis of federal crash data. The study found Montana recorded nearly 13 speeding-related traffic deaths per 100 licensed drivers between 2020 and 2024, one of the highest rates in the country. Researchers say speeding continues to be the biggest factor driving Montana's ranking, while distracted driving deaths were lower than many other states. The report found states in the Mountain West and South had the highest rates of fatal crashes linked to speeding and distracted driving. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Things are really hopping in Yellowstone National Park already this season, the park reporting record-breaking crowds last month. Officials say more than 570,000 recreation visits were made to Yellowstone in May. That's a 1% increase from the same time last year. Driven by the busy start, total visitation for 2026 already topped 773,000 recreation visits. That's a 19% jump compared to the same period in 2021, which ultimately went on to be part of the park's record-setting year with over 4.8 million total visits. And of course, that was the year everybody was trying to get outside following the pandemic. Park officials urge those planning a trip during the busy summer months to plan ahead by downloading the free National Park Service app and act responsibly by taking the Yellowstone Pledge to visit the backcountry and the front country safely. And a new environmental partnership being announced for the Smith River, Montana Trout Unlimited, Black Butte Copper, and the Maher County Stewardship Council, combining to put a new effort on keeping wildlife fencing to protect recently planted willows along the river and set up an off-stream livestock watering system. This is the Montana State News Network.